going to go ahead and start back up. That was a lot longer than 5 minutes, sorry.
If I can make an announcement to the commission. Oh, I'll wait for acknowledgement, sorry.
All right, we are back. We are out of recess.
We had a chance to talk a little bit over the recess. What we'd like to do is we'd like to make a oral amendment to our application from an R2 to an R1.
Okay.
And we'd like to ask then that you consider that and vote on that today.
Okay.
So we're asking for an R1 approval for this rezone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scott, on this order number, then can we add an A to the end of that?
I would add an A, and that would give it a new order number and show that it's been amended. Of course, the minutes will reflect that they made that request.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be order number 07-17-2023-01A for a rezone from A1 to R1.
May I make a motion? I make a motion on order number 07-17-2023-01A to rezone from A1 to R1.
Second with discussion. So I think I heard some people whispering in the crowd, what is R1?
R1 is residential only.
Single family
homeowner.
And then the 10 acres, I think, per code allows one for every 8,000?
If you just do the math, it's 54.
It's 54.
It's what it if you just do the math. So. If it's feasible to do that, I don't know.
Of course, you would have to... The engineer or someone would have to decide how they can get roads and access to that.
Infrastructure, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you're okaying this right now.
If you want to come up and talk to us. Oh, you don't have, I mean.
I just want, you know, you're saying you're wanting to do it to R1, and you have no plans of what he's proposing to put on there right now, and you're going to pass it.
So
it'd be a single family home only. Like if your home. It's a single family.
We don't have that anywhere in the county.
Yeah. Yep. So you can't really vote on that.
So we don't have any. So the county does not dictate what type of home, style of home, or anything like that throughout the entire county. No. So we only mess with zoning, which would be they can put in single family residences.
Your home is different from your neighbor's home. It's your decision what kind of home you're going to put on your lot on your home.
That, so to get into where you have to have brick siding and those types of things,
well, I don't mean that, but we don't know anything other than what they've already proposed, what they were going to do in there.
And per the county codes that's been in effect for quite a while, yes. To do the other, there's a lot of other things that come along with that, and I don't know that the county really wants that. Because then, go ahead.
I don't know if I'm up for that or not, but I don't know how anybody else felt. I thought that 5 minutes was for those two to confer and not to talk to you guys without any of us being able to hear the conversation, because this is a public hearing.
So during the recess, the developer apologized to me, and I mean, do you mind if I share what was discussed? I don't know where you're at.
Not at all.
Mr. Cope, correct?
Yes.
He apologized to me. I apologized to him. Said, "Hey, there's nothing personal, and I have a job to do, and I have to look at everything as totality. And I represent pretty much anything I said publicly."
Private, it is a public hearing. Kind of like to know because you guys were already talking about an R1 before we did the break.
I think that was because Commissioner Wyatt brought up R1 as a possible motion.
And
again, I'm just trying to answer your questions.
Let me address that. Is yes, what was said to me, and I do understand the public hearing part. I understand that very thoroughly, very clearly. But I had made it clear, I think, before that I would be okay with R1. But the developer had to agree to it, or else just leave it as the way it is. So I had said that I would be all right with R1. What he had said here, he was agreeing to R1. And I explained that I had just what I had already publicly said, that I had talked to many people from different areas that had spoken here before and that in regard to the workforce and so forth. So nothing was said there that wasn't said already. Before he came here, I had said I would be okay with an R1.
And just for public meetings, really falls down to the commissioners. We're not allowed to speak to each other in private. This is what that really boils down to. That way we're not making our decisions and side deals or whatever you want to call it before we come in front of the people. And so I don't know if you noticed during that meeting, Ms. Wyatt and I never talked once. Right. If we did, it was not about commission stuff. I can assure you that.
So these homes, single homes, are for sale, not for rent.
Again, that's entirely up to the just like you're able to put your house up for rent. The county, the government is not going to tell you what you can and can't do with your home. So if they want to build them and rent them out, they're able to do that. Would be my assumption.
I own a lot, and if I wanted to, and it's R1 right now. If I wanted to build a home on that, I could. I would check. I would go through planning and zoning and make sure if there was any building codes, it would hook onto the sewer, and that everything would be. I would have my permit for it. But I could build an R1. I could build a residential home on my lot without going through planning and zoning. Is that correct, Scott?
Yes, except for a few commercial zone properties. They require conditional use to do the single family home and conditional.
But on residential, commercial. R1.
Yeah, A1, RR1, R1. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a country live-in. Freedom.
Well, there's 10 acres there, so it'd be, I think the math does 54.
Density for parcels that have access to sewer is one home per 8,000 square feet. So you can do 10 acres divided by 8,000, comes out to 54 point something. Now, if it's feasible to do 54, I can't tell you that, because they're going to have to put infrastructure in.
No, he can put 54 homes in there.
Well, I can't tell you whether he can or not. Mathematically, he can, density-wise.
I'd be surprised.
Terrain-wise, infrastructure-wise, road-wise, I can't tell you that he could put 54 in. The maximum he could is 54. It's the same density as all the surrounding properties that's around that parcel is at per 8,000 square feet.
Anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns? So,
Scott, this is a question. If I want to buy that, it's ag right now. The commission, it's ag. If I want to buy that, and I wanted to raise some pigs, what kind of permit would I have to get permit?
We don't regulate farm animals, so.
I just wanted to share that. I wouldn't have to go. It's ag right now. I could put in a pig farm there.
Or chickens.
Or chickens?
Mm-hmm. Okay. On that, with that order, I'm trying to look at there. As far as the lane and everything, none of that's specified in any of this. So I'm assuming at that level there's no need for any lanes.
No, there's not currently. With our proposed policy,
with the proposed, there's not. Okay.
So I can foresee no for any.
So does your motion include anything dealing with those specific, anything specific to that at all? Or just
no, it includes it to be an R1.
Okay. So change to R1. Okay.
And if there's anything special, he'd have to stay in touch with Scott.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second, I think, don't we?
Yep. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carries. Thank you, everybody. I am no longer presiding commissioner as soon as Mr. Plummer comes in. Please come in, Mr. Plummer.
We have a few other zonings to come up, as some of you know. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Presley, could you get that gentleman's name that asked the question with the jean jacket?
Presley, what was his name? Okay, please get him, please, two people. See you.
We will recess until Commissioner Plummer comes back into the room.